You are now listening to the worship podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
The gospel reading is taken from the gospel according to John, chapter 14, verses 23-29. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Jesus replied, "All who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Anyone who doesn't love me will not obey me. And remember, my words are not my own. What I am telling you is from the Father who sent me. I am telling you these things now while I am still with you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give you is a gift that the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I am going away, but I will come back to you again. If you really loved me, you would be happy that I am going to the Father who is greater than I am. I have told you these things before they will happen, so that when they do happen, you would believe." Okay, pasensya na po kasi ang boses ko po ngayon ay paos because of the weather. Ha? Nag-concert po kagabi. So parang kaboses ko si Inday Garutay. Kilala na ba ko sino ako? But I pray with the help of the Holy Spirit, I'll be able to, you know, impart to you what God wants, you know, for us today. But today I will be preaching not based on the gospel, but based on what I feel God wants us, you know, to hear right now. So tama yung sinabi ni Pastor Joseph. I've been in MCC the longest time. So I've seen people come and go. But the message and our vision is still the same, diba? And that is to proclaim the unconditional love of God through Jesus Christ. But yung last Sunday, walang worship dito because we had the International AIDS Candlelight Memorial sa Cathedral of the Holy Child. It was nice. And then on online, diba, there was this when Taiwan is the first Asian country to have, you know, same-sex marriage. And then there was this survey that in the House of Representatives about, you know, the proposed bill for same-sex marriage. And then doon na yung nabasa yung mga, again, the debate. And again, people are telling us the message that, you know, God hates for most of the message is telling us that God hates gays, the LGBT community. And I felt that this is the message that God wants us. I want to proclaim the message that God does not hate or despise anyone. It's hard to believe that I would even need to make this point to anyone, especially to other Christians. But apparently there are many who actually do believe that God hates the wicked and despises the sinner. Especially the LGBT community. Who, would you ask? Well, people like pastors author and Bible teacher, there is this one specific person na I saw this video in YouTube. His name is R.C. Sproul. But his video talagang nakakagalit, nakagigil. Because, just to summarize, his message is, there's nothing more dangerous than preaching that God loves people unconditionally. People who hear this message of unconditional love may come to believe that God's love for them isn't dependent upon their repentance of sin. God loves Christ, and then only those who are in Christ. So those mga Christians lang ang love ni God. Like, and God abhors, detests the wicked. He quoted Psalms chapter 11, verse 5. And then, God doesn't send the sin to hell. He sends the sinners to hell. God is angry every day against the wicked, according to the biblical character of God. And every sinner is exposed to the rage and fury of God every second of every day. And he quotes Romans chapter 1, verse 18. We shouldn't take the terror out of the gospel. Kailangan may terror, di ba? And he quotes 2 Corinthians 5, verse 11. The sinner needs to be terrified about his condition. To bring our nation into righteousness, our preaching must dramatically change to this message of fear and terror. You know, God, nag-guess nyo ba yung sinasabi niya? Diba? But where to begin? Where do we begin? Well, for one, I'd start with Jesus. Let's say, Jesus, who never told us that God hates the wicked. And who told us that if we've seen Him, we've seen the Father. So what do we see when we look at Jesus? We see a God who loves sinners and embraces the unrighteous and shows great compassion to the unwashed and the unholy. We also read in the New Covenant scriptures that God so loved the world that He gave Jesus to show this love, to demonstrate this love, and to teach us to love others in the same way. How does Jesus respond to the sinners? Diba? Most in His ministry, when He was here on earth, most of the time He was with sinners, diba? The tax collectors, the prostitutes. He was with the Samaritan woman, diba? He was accused of being, diba, na Satan, na possessed ni Satan, kasi kasama niya lagi, diba, were the sinners. And how does Jesus respond to the sinners who nailed Him to the cross? He prayed for their forgiveness, even as they were in the act of murdering Him. How does Jesus respond when He rose from the dead and returned to face those who crucified Him? He breathed, di ba? Sinabi ba niya, Dracarys? He breathes peace upon them and reminds them to follow His example of love. So that is Jesus. Next, I'd like us to look at the apostles. Because it's so important and vital to preach the terror of God and to emphasize the wrath and the fury of God before we share the good news. Then why is it never, not once, did we see any of the apostles preaching about wrath or fire or condemnation or fear? Diba? If you read the Acts of the Apostles, never. For example, there are around 6 different sermons preached in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. And guess how many of them includes reference to hell, fire, fear, anger, wrath, or fury? Go ahead, make a guess. None of them, not a single one. In fact, we see is that when Paul was speaking to the idol-worshipping pagans in Athens, Athens was at the time was like Harvard, you know, the center of learning during ancient times. And he was there with the idol-worshipping pagans in Athens, and he affirms the truth to them that they are the children of God, that God loves them and showers them with blessing so that they might turn to Him, that they are already in God and are sustained by God no matter what they do. God wants them to reconsider this information and turn to God, that God will judge the world in righteousness through Jesus Christ, whom He raised from the dead. Now wait, Mike. How about the phrase, judge the world? It's in there. So that must be the fear and the wrath, right? Well, if it's so, it doesn't seem to have created much fear in the listeners. In fact, the only reaction to any of this related to his statement is about the resurrection from the dead. Dun nag-react yung mga tao eh. Hindi yung dun sa judgment sa world, but dun sa resurrection from the dead. Not the world being judged in righteousness. Paul doesn't mention sin or hell or eternal conscious torment. He mentions a God who created us, cares for us, wants us to turn to Him, and who sustains us in every way, regardless of our condition towards Him. That sort of seems like unconditional love, isn't it? You know, doesn't it? And yes, Paul does mention the word repent, diba? May word dun na repent in his sermon to the Athenians. But that word in Greek is literally about rethinking our position, not about being sorry for our sins. Repent is not being sorry for our sins. It's, changing your position with God, diba? Rethinking your position. Now, as long as we're talking about Paul's message, let's look a little further to see what he has to say about things like sins and judgment. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. What is our message? That God, in Christ, reconciled the world to Himself. What should be our message? It should be the message of reconciliation. Sabihin nga natin, reconciliation. It's not about hell. It's not about the wrath of God. It's not about hate. What does God want us to tell people when it comes to their sins? That God does not count their sins against them. Again, I want to repeat it. This statement, that God does not count their sins against them. What is the message God has entrusted to us? The message of reconciliation. Not fear, not wrath, fury, and conditional love. So how is it like a Christian, like R.C. Sproul, and meron pa siyang friend na si John MacArthur, and many others get this so wrong? Are they quoting scriptures to prove their point? Di ba nag-quote pa sila? Aren't they quoting the scriptures? Di ba? Sabi nga kanina, di ba, people really misuse scriptures. Kahit nga si Satan can quote scriptures to his own advantage. Yes, that is really the problem. It's too easy to quote scriptures, especially 2 Corinthians 5:11, where Paul refers to the fear of the Lord. as a motivation to preach the bad news gospel. And then totally ignore 2 Corinthians 5 verse 19, just a few verses later, where Paul says that God doesn't count anyone's sins against them anymore, and that we should carry the message of reconciliation, not fear. In other words, they only see what they want to see. And unfortunately, what they want to see is a God who is angry and full of wrath and fury, a God who hates and detests and abhors the wicked. Why, I wonder, don't they want to see a God that looks like Jesus? Why do they want to ignore a God who forgives sins before anyone even asks forgiveness or thinks to repent? Why do they want to emphasize the bad news rather than fully embrace the good news? The gospel is the good news, which is better by far than they can even imagine at this point. I think it boils down to this. You either believe in a God who looks like Jesus, or you don't. There's no middle ground. Again, you either believe in a God who looks like Jesus, or you don't. Some say they do, but I do believe in Jesus. But in practice, the God that they believe in looks a lot like King David, who longs to dash the infants of his enemies against the rock. If you read the book of Psalms, may sinabi siya dun na, dash the infants, of my enemies in the rock. Or like Moses, who wanted the Israelites to slaughter the toddlers and split open the bellies of pregnant mothers and kill every living thing without showing any mercy. That is not the God who we see if we have seen Jesus clearly. An insistence upon a narrow Bible perspective is what leads us to this schizophrenic God. Ano yung schizophrenic, diba? Parang multiple personality. Isang God na is about a God who is both bloodthirsty and angry and a despiser of the wicked. And at the same time, a God who is love, who looks exactly like Jesus. Again, we cannot have it both ways. You cannot have it both ways. And the good news is, we don't need to. Jesus has come to reveal who God is to us. We can now see who God is and what God is like. God is merciful. God is forgiving. God does not count our sins against us. God keeps no records of wrongs. God is love. God does not hold this love over us and dangle it like a piece of candy that we can only receive when we jump through the hoops. Diba? Ito yung love ko. Love kita pag basta mabait ka, basta ito gagawin mo, magbibigay ka ng 10%, atin ka dapat lagi ng church, dapat mabait ka, love kita pag ganun, diba? Now, if you have children, sino dito ang may anak na? Or if we have mothers, right? We have parents, especially mothers, diba? O mga pamangkin, diba? If we have children in our lives and you understand this implicitly, your love for our children isn't based on what they do or fail to do. Even if they did something horrible or even evil, you would still love them even if your heart was breaking for what they have done. Diba, kahit ang kulit-kulit na ng mga pamangkin natin, pag gusto mo lang kutusan, diba? Pero you still love them, diba? So if we can love our children this way, how much more can our perfect Abba Father God, parent God, who is love, love us? If anything, I believe our message should be to everyone. especially to the LGBT community. Masyado nang nabombard ang LGBT community sa message na, sa bad news na to. And I believe our message should be this to both sinner and saints alike. Something like this. Rejoice, you who are so loved by God. Your sins are forgiven. They are forever washed away. Come, get to know this God whose love for you is higher, wider, longer, and deeper than you could ever imagine. You won't regret spending the rest of your life discovering the endless love of God for you. That, my friends, is the good news. And that's what I wish we could all join together to believe and to proclaim boldly. Let us pray. Parent God, for so long, for the longest time, we have listened or we have heard the bad news, you know, the negative message of those so-called Christians, that we are hated, that we are despised because of being who we are. But God, you have revealed yourself through Jesus. And you have revealed to us as a merciful, a loving parent, God, who does not count our sins. Lord, Heavenly Parent God, I just pray that, you know, the people here who have heard this message, let it be so deeply implanted in their lives, oh God, that it will affect the way they live, and that their life will be a message of love and hope to other people, especially in the LGBT community. Lord, we want to share, to proclaim the message of reconciliation, not the message of fear, not the message of hate, not the message of wrath. Lord, we pray for your Holy Spirit. We have read in the Gospel, O God, that you have sent forth your Holy Spirit, Lord God, as your representative. Lord, I pray for the Holy Spirit to empower Open Table MCC, Lord. Lord, for to call out people in the community that you love them no matter what. That Open Table MCC will boldly proclaim and live the unconditional love of God. Lord, there might be challenges, there might be difficulties, but we can be victorious because your Holy Spirit is with us and you are with us. Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity, for this privilege, Lord, that we can be your messengers of love and hope. Lord, we give back to you all the praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.